If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
I know no human being that flies as much as Peter Greenberg. Where in the world are you today, Peter Greenberg?
I am back in New York, Lisa.
Oh, that must feel good. What happens to people who have a flight scheduled for anywhere in Israel?
Right now, things are grounded. Airspace is basically closed. There's other ways to get in. You can fly into Jordan, which is very easy to do. As you know, Jordan has a peace treaty with Israel. You go over the either the Allenby Bridge or there's a crossing down in Eilat. You can go through Cyprus. But then again, you can't get in directly to Israel. So you're going to have to go around maybe from Cyprus to Jordan or maybe even to Egypt. But right now, it's going to be land border crossings to get you into Israel for the time being.
Peter, the crash in India, a miracle, yeah. Or is there something about seat 11A that might be safe that we don't know about?
Well, the way the plane hit will determine how it breaks apart. And remember, it's all about weight and balance, and depending on how you hit. There are a lot of airplanes, if you remember the DC-9s that had the engines in the back of the plane, that's where the heavy weight was. And in very hard landings where there were crashes, that's where the plane broke up. So the people sitting in the back of the plane had a better chance in general than the people sitting up in first class. There is no one rule. It really doesn't matter where you sit because the dynamics of any particular crash in a physical way are so different.
Are you shocked that this guy actually survived?
You know what? We had a similar situation years ago. A Japan Airlines 747 lost basic control surfaces and went into a spiral, a long spiral that ended up crashing near Mount Fuji. And it was a very full plane because it was a high-density plane. It was carrying over 500 people, and two people actually survived. That was the miracle for me because they survived coming down from a very high altitude. In this situation, the plane never got higher than 600 feet. But remember, it was fully loaded with fuel, and you saw the explosion that immediately happened when it impacted.
Yeah, absolutely a miracle in my mind. Hilton Honors has removed late checkout from their member benefits. I'm a little bummed by that. What's the move on that? Why would they do something like that?
If the hotels are getting full this summer, they want to make sure they can control their inventory and turn that room around and sell it again. That's the problem. And you'll probably find other hotels following suit. Remember, you and I talked about this on the phone a couple of weeks ago. This summer is going to be a huge domestic travel summer in this country. And you know, airfares are going to be through the roof. Hotels are going to be full. As long as gas prices don't spike, the roads are going to be full. And therefore, there's going to be a lot of people looking for hotels.
You did a story on petergreenberg.com about the U.S. airports with the highest baggage theft rates. Have you ever had your bag stolen?
Actually, yes. But I caught the guy.
Oh, did you have an AirTag in one?
No, it was crazier than that. I was stupid enough to have packed a brand new camera in my bag. Lesson learned. And so I never opened my bag when I got to the airport, meaning when I arrived at the luggage carousel. I just went home, and then when I opened the bag, it was gone. Then it was my word against the airlines. Of course, I lost. And I was feeling sorry for myself. So I went on eBay to buy another one, and there was my camera for sale.
Oh.
And you're never going to guess who was selling it.
Somebody that worked for the airline.
You got it.
Yeah.
And so I called a good friend of mine at the police department, and we got the warrant. And his home was basically a Best Buy.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay, very serious letter from a listener. My son died of a heart attack in a hotel in Istanbul, Turkey last year. I just received an email informing me that they can now release his laptop and smartphone. The problem is they can't mail them to me because of the batteries. They suggest I have someone I know who's going to Turkey to pick him up. I mean, what option does this mom have?
Well, very few options. I mean, I'm very sorry for her loss, but the hotel is actually not wrong about you can't send stuff with a lithium-ion battery. What they could do, honestly, is take it to any computer store and have them remove the battery and send it without. How about that?
Yeah, it seems like that would be a simple fix. I don't know why they haven't come up with that. Because, of course, it's her son. Yeah, and, you know, and his pictures are on there and all that type of stuff. Jerry, if you're listening, I hope that's one option. Otherwise, Steve, you have to plan a trip to Turkey so that one of our listeners can go pick it up for Jerry.
I'd be happy to. I'd love to see Turkey.
And any deals this week that we should know about, like we should take advantage of?
You're going to see some pop-up flash deals on cruise lines. Remember, there's been an intersection in the last couple of weeks of canceled bookings and not a lot of forward bookings because the fear and confusion about traveling is still out there with us. And so they're not going to last for long, but they are there. You will see some other interesting fares. I just came back London to Los Angeles last week in June, and the plane was so half empty that everybody got their own row and coach.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that was on a 777. And that was the second time this month I've had that happen on a flight back from Europe, which will give you an idea of what we've been talking about the numbers dropping so substantially, which means if there are empty seats coming across the Atlantic, there are empty seats going back, look for those airfare deals for foreign destinations.
Thank you so much, Peter. We'll be listening this weekend.
You got to lose it.